on their religious sensibilities.
But he has a wife.
His so-called wife, an Englishwoman, is a worthy helpmeet. The nature of his tactic suggested Holy Peter's at once, and his physical peculiarity merely confirmed my suspicion. He was badly bitten during a saloon brawl in Adelaide in 89.
Then, if Lady Frances is in their hands...
It's possible she's already dead. They'll stop at nothing.
But if she is still alive...
Well, she's undoubtedly being held in some sort of confinement, unable to get in touch with the outside world. First, my instinct tells me she's in London, but where? Oh, heaven alone knows. I've consulted our old friend Lestrade at Scotland Yard. Tomorrow we'll pay a call upon him to ask what he's discovered during our absence.
So far, Mr. Holmes, I'm sorry to say we've drawn a blank.
You disappoint me, Inspector.
Well, you didn't give us a lot to go on, did you? Amongst all the millions in London, a search for those three individuals is worse than needles in haystacks.
What about Lady Frances's jewellery? That could be traced, perhaps.
Well done, Watson. I took the precaution of making a list of the jewellery with the help of Miss Daubeny, and the Inspector has been circulating their description through the usual channels, but thank you for the suggestion.
Don't mention it. So that didn't produce any result, either?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, exactly. There was a report of one of the items turning up.
Well, why didn't you say so? What was it? Where?
A silver and diamond pendant of antique Spanish design was pawned somewhere in South London by a large, clean-shaven man of clerical appearance.
Well, did he leave a name and address?
Yes, but on investigation they turned out to be false.
Did the pawnbroker notice the man's left ear by any chance?
Well, I couldn't tell you offhand. I can look up the file if you're interested.
And you've set a plainclothes man to watch the shop in case he tries it again.
Oh, no, Mr. Holmes. We can't do that. There's not enough evidence to justify wasting a man's time in that way. Anyhow, I'll just fetch that file. I'll keep you a moment.
He should have kept the place under observation.
I presume it's against police regulations.
Yeah, it's confounded red tape. However, this will be a job for the Honourable Philip. It'll give him something to do. I'll send a letter to the pawnbroker, and they can fix him up in the back of the shop.
Ooh, I don't suppose Lestrade would approve of that.
Lestrade isn't going to find out. Ah, Inspector, you're very quick.
We don't hang about here in the yard, Mr. Holmes. Unfortunately, there's no mention of the gentleman's left ear in the description as given here.
Oh, no, it must have been Peters. I've no doubt on that score. By the way, as a matter of interest, where was this pawnbroker's shop?
Bevington's, in Westminster Road, Brixton. But like I said, I can't take any further action as to that. I'm sorry.
Ah, well, we must try to possess our souls in patience, mustn't we?
You don't think Philip Green might go off the deep end again and resort to fisticuffs?
Yeah, I put him on his honour. No violence, no indiscretion. He's promised not to take any action whatever without my knowledge and consent.
Let's hope he keeps his word. But time's running out, Holmes. And while we do nothing, some terrible disaster may befall Lady Frances.
I am aware of that. We must be prepared for the worst.
Listen, someone on the stairs.
We have him. We have him at last.
My dear sir, sit down. Try to calm yourself.
Thank you. I'm sorry, it's just... I couldn't wait to tell you.
Quite so. What has happened?
She came to the pawnbroker's about an hour ago.
Lady Frances?
No, no. The man's wife this time. But the pendant she brought in was an exact match of the last one. She's a tall woman with pale eyes, like a ferret.
That is the lady.
I watched her from the back room. And when she left the shop, I followed her. She walked up Westminster Road, and I kept behind her. Presently, she went into a shop. Mr. Holmes, it was an undertaker's.
Very well. Go on.
I followed her in. She was talking to the man behind the counter. It's late, she said, or something like that. The undertaker was excusing himself. It should have been there by now. Only it took longer being out of the ordinary, he said. Then they broke off and stared at me. So I said something stupid about losing my way and left.
You did very well. What happened next?
When the woman came out, I was hiding in the doorway. I'm afraid her suspicions had been roused, for she looked about her, but she didn't see me and walked off. I followed her again from a safe distance till I saw her go into her house.
Did you take a note of the address?
Number 36, Pulteney Square, Brixton. I stayed where I was and watched the house for some time. The windows were all dark, except for one room on the ground floor, but the blind was down, so I couldn't see in. I was just wondering what to do when a van drove up with two men in it.